Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
Well, doing quite well. Now, Lavelle sent me a note the other day that this very day, an event will be taking place. It's as so many events are these days, it'll be a Zoom meeting of sorts, and it's called What Does It Mean Today to Be Black in America During These Times? And quite a lineup of people on the panel to participate in this. Lavelle, did you organize this yourself?
Yeah, this is part of the university's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, and also the Texas Association of Black Personnel in Higher Education. And the whole focus is basically bringing some professionals, some experts together from a psychological impact about, you know, with all the things that are going on here in the States and, of course, around the world, you know, how is this impacting African-Americans from a psychological standpoint, from a sociological standpoint, from an educational standpoint, from a mental health standpoint. So we brought together all of these experts to sit and chat and talk with us. And, of course, this is going to be on Monday beginning at 1 o'clock. It's a, as you pointed out, a Zoom webinar. It's free, no cost. You can either go to the university's webpage and you can get the Zoom link in, or feel free to call my office at 903-886-5632, and we'll provide the information for you.
Okay, so it's at 1 p.m., and it's today, and anybody can participate?
That is great. Anybody can participate on today, starting at 1 o'clock here at the university. And again, this is part of the university's outreach program through our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, and we'll have some candid conversations regarding, you know, what does it mean to be black in America during these challenging and difficult times today?
I don't want to run through the whole list of because it's a fairly long list of people that are participating. Coach Jason Burton, our women's basketball coach, is one of them. My friend Dr. Willie Edwards from sociology at A&M Commerce is one of them. So out of that group, who's going to be the moderator, Lavelle?
Well, I'll be the moderator for the host, and President Mark Root will also be a part. He will make some opening comments, and looking forward to Dr. Julia Ballinger from Educational Leadership. We have Dr. Joyce Miller from Curriculum and Instruction, and of course our new Dean of the College of Education, Dr. Kimberly McLeod, will be a part of it. But you'll also note, Dr. John Mark, that we have our student leaders. We have students who will also be on the panel as well.
Okay, so 1 o'clock this afternoon, we're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, your own background, interesting background, not only a counseling professor, but a pastor and school board member, and of course, you have your family was involved with police work growing up. You've been supportive of police. Local police in particular here. What's your own point of view, Lavelle, of what we've seen over the past several days and all that has ensued?
Oh, as you know, Dr. John Mark Dempsey, you know, everyone supports the Constitution. People have a right to assembly. People have a right to protest. However, you know, this is where I draw the line. I do not believe in the destruction of personal or business project. I have learned in life that those who want to protest will protest. Those who desire to loot are looters, and the two don't match. The destruction of personal property, all of that, it needs to stop. People have a right to protest, but the looting and the destruction of personal property and those things, Dr. John Mark, that needs to stop, and that should have no part of the protests that are going on in the United States today.
Mm-hmm. You attended, I suppose, the rally on the A&M Commerce campus in the past few days?
It was, and I was very pleased, and I want to thank Chief Brian Vaughn. I want to thank the Commerce Police Department, the Fire Department. We had about 310 students and former students from the university. Jamie, one of our former students here, they organized it. It was a very peaceful demonstration on campus, and that's what it's all about, people demonstrating peacefully. And the students did an excellent job. Again, about 310 of them marched around campus and marched downtown as well, and gotten wonderful feedback from local businesses, from the chief of police, from the mayor, city of Commerce, the president of the university, and others, that students demonstrated their constitutional rights, and they did it in a very peaceful manner.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see all this going, Lavelle, in the next few days?
I'm always concerned that even during this pandemic, that people have to protect themselves because that the virus is still active and it's part of society, it's part of our global thinking. So we have to keep that in mind as well. But I would hope that there would be some meaningful dialogue. And starting out today when we have our Zoom forum here about talking about those things, because as you know, I'm one who's more solution-focused. Let's talk about the solution to the issues. My role model was my 98-year-old uncle, and he would always tell me, LaBelle, you can come to me with any problem you have, but son, for every problem you come to me with, always have three solutions as well. So we want to come up with some solutions. We want to talk about the things that we can do to make not only Commerce, the university, the state of Texas, the nation, you know, we want to be at the forefront of make sure that we're improving things in our nation. Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Is what does it mean today to be Black in America during these times? This is a Zoom conference at 1 p.m. today, and you can participate in it, and I understand there's a link on the university webpage, LaBelle, right?
That is correct. But again, they can always call my office at 903-886-5632. We're happy to disseminate that information to them as well. It promises to be a wonderful educational learning experience.
All right, LaBelle, thanks. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us or a hot chocolate.
Let's the one that I like the most, that old hot chocolate. Thank you so much.
It's LaBelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.